Just click on it, it takes it a second.
And then it'll say next at the end, so when they escape.
Actually, there's a, another button, it'll say next presentation.
Yeah.
And you just hit that, and it'll keep you in order. And if you go out of order, there's a button that says other. It'll take you back to the main page with everybody's, yeah.
Okay.
All right, you want me to leave this here for you?
That'd be great.
Okay. We'll check back with you in a bit.
It's Polaroid, and that flaming Polaroid camera, but with an H.
Polaroid.
Okay.
That's got it.
I go by Holy Roy, Holy Roller.
Oh, I'd like to get it as
Is it Ardeni?
Polaroid from Georgia Tech Research.
Yes, what are you?
you're going to be reporting on the differences in the injury experience between those with work and those with demographics.
Okay.
So it's not talking about scenarios.
Well,
it's focused on how they're
taking the injury.
And should I say that you're a researcher, or what's your background?
Yes,
a researcher.
Yes.
Are you, what's your research?
I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
Thank you. guys want to come sit up here so we look official? And let me make sure that we just, that works. Okay.
I'm the only one.
We're all presenters. I hope we have more people. I know people like Mary Miller is supposed to be here. She's like flitzing around downstairs somewhere. Let's see, I should do this. Don't leave, Ruth.
I'm not going back. Not leaving.
So Ruth McCulley is the reason that federal OSHA has done anything on young worker health. She's not there anymore, but she was the main instigator. McCulley?
Just in case somebody wants to from this side, if it bugs you,
No, we want to. We want anyone to get in who...
Never mind, nobody's out there.
She told me she wanted to moderate, but we're not going to let her moderate because she's not even here.
Yeah, not now.
But I will call her. Maybe she can drag some other people up. I really thought we would have just a few more people with us. Well, I don't know if she has her phone. Yeah, no, that was a good decision to do that. Hi.
Hello.
We're giving people one or two more minutes to get here.
In California, May.
May?
Mm-hmm. And I think New York is doing it now. A couple other states are doing it.
So it's not a national.
No, but OSHA, well, you probably know this. The OSHA has a summer campaign.
Yeah.
But they don't, like, have a month.
Right. Yeah.
And I think often that stuff comes out in end of April.
Yeah, you know, I tried to do it toward the end of March.
Or even earlier.
But
anyway,
no,
it's not in May.
Today, this year they were doing it on the Today Show. They were kind of limited by their...
know, when the Today Show wanted to put it on. So, yeah. That's May.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The
ASL.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you feel okay about starting? Okay. Okay. Welcome to our very select audience here. My name is Diane Bush. I work at the Labor Occupational Health Program at UC Berkeley. And since we have a small crowd, should we just do a quick round of introductions just so we know who else is in the room here? And Janet, you want to just say who? You're going to be coming up here, but.
Thank you.
Oh, great. 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 Well, welcome, everyone. Thanks for hanging in through to the very last session here. And I am really a little disappointed that we don't have a bigger audience, because I think we have a great panel here today. And we're going to start with Jenny Holroyd, who is an industrial hygienist and works at Georgia Tech Research Institute, where they've been doing a lot of different kinds of programs to get health and safety training and education out to young Georgians. So I'm really excited to hear what they're up to. Thanks, Jenny.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm excited to be here, and I want to highlight that Michelle Dunham, who is in the audience, is really the driving force behind our activities, and she owes a lot of credit to the work that's being done in the state of Georgia. And today we're going to be presenting on the promotion of workplace among health and safety among team workers in Georgia. We have no relationships to disclose, and most of our activities are volunteer efforts, so it's highly unfunded activity. We're going to do a little background and about a questionnaire that we provided the companies, talk about our Georgia Youth Alliance, youth-focused activities, our OSHA 10-hour training that we offer for teens, lessons we have learned, and tips for targeting teens that we've come up with. What we do know is that teen workers are largely at risk, and these are some rough estimates of how many teens are getting injured at work. I do know that when I was a teenager, I worked as a waitress at a bed and breakfast. They had a restaurant and a bed and breakfast at this place, and I know from my experience, I suffered multiple injuries on the job. I was asked one day to fill in for the housekeeper, and I was never told or aware that the chemical being used needed to be diluted, so I used it in its full strength and suffered chemical burns. I was too ashamed and embarrassed to tell my employer, and I was working there by myself that day, so I went unreported. And also, I know that from my own experience as a waitress, I didn't want to tell my supervisor if I had a wrist strain or back problems related to lifting trays, because that meant I wouldn't get the ideal tables, which I wanted. So you had to kind of hide your injuries to be the tough one to get the best tables. So I do believe that there are many more teens suffering and young workers suffering injuries and illnesses because they're not aware of their rights and what they should be trained before they enter the workforce. Michelle and I both work as industrial hygienists for Georgia Tech, and we receive a grant from OSHA. It's the 21D OSHA consultation program, where we go out to small businesses and provide a free consultation service for companies. And through this program, we're able to focus our activities in different areas. And one of the areas in 2005, we focused our activities to young workers. And we wanted to focus it in two different areas, to provide training and education to youth, but to also encourage teens to choose health and safety as a career. We developed a very brief questionnaire, which we inserted into the different files for companies where we actually went out to do the consultation visits and asked our fellow consultants to ask those companies questions regarding the employment of young workers. We surveyed 49 companies, and 96% of those companies agreed with the statement that the teens entering the workforce, or the young workers that they employed, they felt that they should have had or needed to have some sort of training before coming into the workforce. 37% of the companies employed teens, young workers, 21 and younger, and 10% employed companies that were 18 and younger. The jobs that these young workers were doing were a wide range, from working in funeral homes, in family-run businesses, to welding operations, to woodworking operations. They worked in a variety of internships, apprenticeships, in both industrial and office-type settings. And the beauty of the state of Georgia is we have the metropolitan area of Atlanta, but we also have very rural areas where the jobs costs are very limited in the rural areas. So some of these teens, actually, we have a high dropout rate in Georgia as well. So some of these teens drop out to provide income for their families in the small amount of jobs available in those towns. Some of the programs were actually connected with the school, so there are school-to-work programs. There is also technical schools that provided on-the-job training for their students. And what we found most alarming and interesting was that 6% of the companies reported that they've had at least one employee that has suffered a recordable incident. And one of the companies, three or four students, young workers, were injured in the same accident. And all of these injuries involve damage to the eye. And what a simple fix to provide safety glasses or goggles to these students or young workers. Now, what this exercise that we did by interviewing these employees is it allowed us to gain some traction to go to OSHA and to our local sections of both AIHA and ASSC and gain, have them all come together in what we formed was the Georgia Youth Alliance, which was signed into effect in 2006. In addition to OSHA and the local sections of AIHA and ASSE, we also had the Construction Education Foundation of Georgia participate, the Georgia Department of Education, and ourselves participating. And the area offices for OSHA were the Atlanta area East and West offices and the Savannah area offices. The Georgia Youth Alliance has a multifaceted approach to reaching out to youth. We realize that there isn't just one clear-cut way to reach out to teens entering the workforce. So we've done this through a variety of training classes, safety surveys conducted at the schools, participation in career fairs, presentations at summer camps, peer leadership conferences, and the development of outreach materials, which can be downloaded from the Georgia Tech website and the OSHA websites. And this includes OSHA 10-hour training, consultation visits where we actually go into high schools and walk through and see what needs to be done with their labs. And it's really an interesting and rewarding job to do when you go out to an elementary school for a career day and you bring a noise monitor and you're able to let the kids scream into the noise monitor and they start understanding how loud and what noise actually is. What has become the capstone event for our Georgia Youth Alliance is the CEFCA Career Expo. CEFCA runs this Career Expo yearly where they allow students that are in vocational schools to come to an event where they can meet people within the trade. And what we do is when we are meeting in the planning stages, Michelle said, well, why don't you have an area where students can receive safety training before they enter this Career Expo? So the Career Expo was treated like a construction site. We had utility contractors, we had architects, we had masonry, a wide range of different areas within the construction industry were represented into their each individual world, if you will. And before the students entered the event, they entered the world of safety. And in the world of safety, they received a passport to safety. And as they went to each of the different worlds, they had to perform a safety exercise to get the stamp. And to encourage the students to go to all the different worlds and perform the safety exercise, we actually offered iPod Nanos and iPod Touches as prizes in a raffle at the end. So the students were interested. We kind of had to do a little buy-in, but it got them involved and engaged. So when they entered this event, they received hard hats and safety glasses free of charge, and we had industry experts provide safety training on how to properly wear hard hats and safety glasses and also the rules of the expo event. And what was most surprising is that at the end of the event, the students had to fill out a survey on what they thought was most exciting and their favorite world, and the world of safety actually was top of the list. And this was even with utility contractors allowing students to ride virtual forklifts and different exercises. So we competed very well. And some of the safety exercises included the utility contractors actually dug a trench box into the ground and had the students climb through the trench box so they could feel how it would be to work in a trench box. Beyond the actual activities of the Youth Alliance, we also do a variety of youth-focused activities at Georgia Tech. This includes an Agape summer camp, which is geared towards minority and disadvantaged students. And through that training, we actually provided them with some mock hazmat training and fire safety training. We've also provided indoor air quality assessments with the students leading the way in assessing the air in their schools. And other rewarding events such as judging science fairs and engineering fairs and participation in career fairs. And what we found is that volunteering your time to help the teachers with things that they need, such as career fairs and science fair judging, really garners and gains a trust within the community of the teachers and the schools and encourages them to invite you into their schools to actually do training. Which brings me to the OSHA 10-hour training. We've based the training off of a regular OSHA 10-hour training. We've done it for both construction, vo-tech schools, and also general industry vocational trades, such as a robotics team that needed some training for their competitions. And we found that to meet the training needs of teens, we increased the amount of hands-on training by actually entering into the labs where they would be doing the work. So for a construction technical school, we would go into their training classrooms and actually provide some hands-on training. And what we found is that this is a real resume booster for the teens. They receive an actual OSHA 10-hour card, and so they can put this on their resume, and we've had students being hired as a result. And there's also a pride of being recognized by their teachers and peers. And here's a picture of students. This is Maxwell High School in Gwinnett County. It's been going on for 3 years now. We've been providing training, and each year it's approximately 70 students that go through the OSHA 10-hour training. And here's a picture of a robotics team. And they just received their OSHA 10-hour cards at a competition that they competed in. And this was actually very nice because they were able to be recognized among their peers and receive the 10-hour training in front of fellow students. And we also bring in OSHA compliance assistance specialists to hand out the cards so they get recognition from the industry and the regulators themselves. Some of the things we've learned is sometimes it's difficult to just get into the schools themselves. Security is a huge issue within the high schools. There's also scheduling barriers. If the school is set up with block scheduling, it's much easier to get in 10 hours worth of training versus a classical training, which is only a class which is only 50 minutes long. So to meet the requirements set by OSHA for the training, it's much more difficult. And most importantly, to get into the high schools, we found that finding a teacher to champion the idea is incredibly important, because unless you have a teacher supporting the effort from start to finish, they're under incredible constraints when it comes to meeting all the requirements set by the education end. And to fit in 10 hours worth of OSHA training, you really need to have somebody that has bought into the idea. What we've learned is that students will surprise you. They really don't want to be talked down to. They're interested in the training, and they find the training fun. And they're most appreciative when we set the training to be training for life and not just for the job. So when we have lectures on listening to their iPods too loud and hearing loss that they can suffer through real-life, everyday activities. And just a brief summary of the tips for targeting teens. We incorporate games into our training, such as Jeopardy. We show videos that provide impact. We also provide examples. All of us are employed in the field so that we have real-life experiences that we can share with the students. We bring equipment, such as noise monitors and and other equipment. And we also try to bring something really cool for them to bring home with them, like good-looking safety glasses. And if it's not cool, they won't wear it. We've found this. We've provided safety glasses that aren't cool, and they're not worn. And we're expanding our outreach now. I'm very excited to say that next semester at Georgia Tech, we're going to be doing a college-level education designed for safety, where we're going to really target the engineering students that are going to be the employers for these employees. And we're going to be incorporating a 30-hour training into that class. And we also want to expand on the current programs, and we want to market to reach more students. And eventually, we would like to do a train-the-trainer for the teachers so that we don't have to rely. Right now, we're heavily relying on volunteer efforts from groups such as ASSC and AIHA local sections for the actual trainers. And here's our contact information. Does anyone have any questions?
What I think we'll do is take a couple questions at the end of each presentation, and then if there's time at the end, we can have more discussion.
Any questions? Anyone? Thank you very much.
Thank you. So next I'd like to introduce Janet Abu Del Santo. She's a researcher at the Injury Prevention Research Center at University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and she's going to be talking about some of her recent work looking at demographics of working teens in North and South Carolina.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being here, especially knowing it's the last day of the conference, so your presence